You're on 5MU. The annual Handorf Winter Lantern Festival's on this Saturday with Alec Johnston Park coming to life. The non-profit community event is in its eighth year, back to its original brightness after a couple of COVID years. Co-founder Tony Hannan joins me to discuss. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Jenny.
How's it going? Yeah, good, thank you. How's it going? How's it all coming together?
Well, we put all of our wishes out for a beautiful day. Bomb say it's going to be no rain on Saturday, so we're just holding in there. So it's going to be a great day with no rain.
Yes, yes. Just keep saying it. Keep saying it.
Yes.
We'll keep our listeners in the loop on that if there's any updates. So what is planned?
We've been working with kids and families for 7 weeks leading up to this Saturday, making candlelit paper lanterns. So on the day, we'll have over 200 paper lanterns there, some as small as a small child. And I think the biggest one is 4.5 meters tall, the giant tree lady.
Oh, wow.
Representing ecology and awareness, I think.
Like a Mother Earth sort of figure.
Yeah, sort of like a Mother Earth towering over you. She's all made of willow that we've harvested from along the river here.
So it's been a big collaborative effort, lots of different people involved.
Yeah, so I started it with one other artist and then gradually we've built up the group. So the festival's actually run by a collective of about 7 artists and a couple of other people that do help with admin. And we are the committee that run it. We're now a registered charity. And we're very committed to a community development model where we're working with as many locals as we can. We have local bands, local food and drink, and we're working with local schools. So when you go there as a local person, hopefully you'll see other people that have been involved that and have, you know, either have made a lantern or know someone who's made a lantern or...
I bet the kids get a real kick out of it, being a part of it.
It's like how I remember bonfire night when I was young. We'd go to the local vacant lot and burn things and set off fireworks. So we're trying to build memories in kids' minds of lovely events that they had as children. So that's what it's about. You know, it's sort of like really for the 3 to 10-year-olds to get the most out of it. But we have teenagers in coming and making amazing lanterns. We had a family, I think the daughter was 15 and she wanted to make a large dragon. So their family spent 4 Saturdays with us working for over 8 hours. Making this incredible dragon, very finely detailed with claws and fire. And so you'll see that on Saturday.
Oh, that's beautiful. With us at the moment is co-founder of the Handorf Lantern Festival, Tony Hannan, ahead of this Saturday's event. Does it kick off when sun goes down?
No, we start at 3 p.m. because we want people to see all the lanterns before they lit.
Of course.
And it's sort of designed that we have a parade at dusk. We light the lanterns as the light is fading, so that's a lovely glow. We don't have LEDs. All the lanterns are real candles, so we have the anxiety of will it light and or will it catch fire or will it go out, will the wind blow it out? And it's a lovely orange light that you get from candles. We start at 3. There'll be food stalls, beer, wine, drinks. There's an inflatable play space. Any of the kids who come up from the Flatlands who haven't made a lantern, we've got little cardboard prefab lanterns that they can make and put little tea lights in so they can still be involved. And then we have the local town band that always plays along when we're lighting the lanterns. And then we'll have a smaller parade this year because our normal route is too boggy to use. But so people will get to walk with their lanterns with music. And we finish the evening with a large fire mural, which we have to describe. It's a picture that's on fire. That'll be about 7:30, I think.
Oh, that sounds great. I hear you've got some special guests of honour this year that have been taking part in your workshops and part of the festival.
Yeah, so we're all very aware of what's been happening in Ukraine. So we reached out to the Ukrainian community and seeing if they had dancers or musicians or if they wanted to make a feature. So the last I hear is they have a busload of 60 of Ukrainian diaspora and also some recently arrived refugees who will be coming up, and we're hosting them, giving them some food vouchers, and they have a guitarist who will be playing, part of their community. So we're just making a point of saying you're welcome here, and we're aware, and we're feeling what's going on there, because, you know, we have other friends who have been refugees from Sri Lanka and Iran and other places, and so we've heard stories before about, you know, how difficult it is during the trauma and trying to get to Australia and then settling in here. So we want to be the welcoming people.
Oh, great. Make them feel part of the community. That's lovely.
Yeah. So that should be really good. I just noticed we've got an article in the local paper saying we've gone green. So I should probably say something about that.
Oh, yeah. I did write down the word sustainability on my script. I forgot about that. So, yeah. So you're making an effort to be sustainable.
Some years ago, we moved to all cardboard and recyclable and compostable. We're not using core flute signs anymore. We've realised that we can get them printed on a type of, it's still a plastic, but a thinner plastic that we can then mount on plywood. So that's less plastic in the environment and more recyclable. We used to import cane to make all the lanterns, and now we're curating local feral willows. We prune them back, and then they produce all these basketry thin shoots. All the lanterns this year are all made from willow that we've harvested locally.
Fantastic. Can people just rock up, or do you need to buy tickets ahead of time?
No, it's free. We raise money so that we can keep it free, so that everyone's welcome to come and come and go.
It sounds really lovely. I've got my fingers crossed that the weather is good, and I'm sure it'll be just beautiful. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how it all comes together. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jenny. Yeah, it's lovely to share it with you. And yes, fingers crossed it'll all be lovely.
Tony Hannan, co-founder of the Harndorf Winter Lantern Festival on this Saturday arvo and evening. How about this blue suede tune, one of the best songs of all time? You're on 5MU.